Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I always say. Just be part of the solution. It really is that simple. And the way you do that is you get informed and you get engaged. All right. Let me give a plug to my buddy Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, or it actually even works at MyStore.com. But, you know, seriously, Mike has worked hard to help us out, to help people like me be able to make a few bucks online, unlike the other platforms that are keeping us from making money. And everybody needs a pillow, slippers, whatever it is, sheets, pillowcases. You know, some of you have written me and said, you know, Joe, stuff is quite expensive. Use a promo code. It won't be so quite expensive. In all sincerity, it won't. All right? So make sure you when you go in there, look through, put the stuff in your cart, use the promo code. Remember, the promo code is Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. Promo code is Joe. But if you use the promo code, it doesn't just charge your credit card. It's going to let you know what it is first. And if it lets you know what it is first, you can decide to keep going on with it or cancel the sale. It doesn't make a difference. But this is what I keep telling you. Again, some of you have already purchased. Thank you so much. Some of you don't need anything. Okay, well, great. We'll wait till you do. But some of you just want to complain about it. And here's the deal. Do you really want to keep feeding China? And how often do you replace that stuff? I know it's painful. I tell people this a lot. I know it's painful. You do have to pay more money for American-made product. And I know it's kind of tough right now, you know, financially for people. But really, seriously, do you keep wanting to feed the Chinese? Do you keep wanting to make sure that they get all the money they can get? They can hold it over our heads. This is crazy. We got to stop this. In some way, shape, manner, or form, you have to stop this. I got to tell you, a quick story. For me, anyway, we had coffee cups. Found out they were made in China, or somebody found out they were made in China. I hadn't even looked at them, frankly. The ones that were made in China, printed and everything, I don't know, with shipping and all that, cost us about $15. So we were charging $18, yeah, because we're, you know, capitalists. Somebody complained about it. I said, okay, we could do American-made cups. When I went to the American-made cups, it brought the cost up to $26. And nobody wanted them. Pretty much came to a screeching halt. So it's kind of like we have to decide, are we willing to pay more for the product if it's made here in this country? Are we willing to pay more for the products, whatever they are, that are made here to keep Americans working, to keep money in the system here, and that kind of thing? So you have to decide what you're willing to give up. Right? Seriously. And I'm willing to do it. I'm not Rush Limbaugh, people. I haven't got money falling out of my pockets. My wife and I, we've been joking around for years. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. New York Fudge Crunch or something like that. It's been so long. Guys, that was my favorite ice cream. I could do one of those little things. I could put it away in two nights. Yeah, because we put it away one night if I was really mad. And then when I saw how far left they went, how bad they were, I had to make a decision. Right? Do I keep buying their product, putting money in their pockets so they can fund abortions and other things? No, you got to sacrifice a little bit. We did the same thing with Hulu. When they fired the CEO because he gave money to a conservative organization, they fired him. Why would I support that? I know some of you are wigging out because, in all sincerity, why are you giving money to Disney? I have hardcore conservative friends of mine that I see they go to Disney, I see pictures of them at Disney. And I say, you have posts where you hate Disney. You hate what they're doing. You hate the product you're putting out. And then you send me pictures of you in those mouse ears riding the rides that I know. What does a ticket Disney cost now? I'm sure it's not $10. I mean, you're spending some decent money. And you're putting money in their pocket so they can put out some pretty nasty movies. And we've done it. We have friends of ours that refuse to go to certain movies, go to certain places, buy from certain places. And I mean, frankly, at some point you probably couldn't exist if you couldn't buy from some of these places. I did that story tonight about Walmart and how it has decided it was not going to support, or it's not supporting, pro-life organizations. I mean, the Walmart family should be spitting in their grave. They weren't those kind of people. But the new, the new boards, what have you, they don't care. It's all about, look at, they don't care about black or white or Asian or Hispanic. They don't care. You know what they care? About the almighty buck. They care about the almighty green. That's the bottom line. And I get it. As a capitalist, I got it. You got to make money to keep things moving. Manchin says that OPEC, I just created an oil company. Manchin says that OPEC, their decision to cut oil production shows that U.S. must emphasize energy independence and security. We need to bring it back home. They got that right. So we've seen your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't go far.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. I think. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate your time with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Sending me messages during the show. Bear in mind, I know you guys think I'm talented, but I cannot speak, read, and formulate an answer at the same time. And there are times you see me hesitate and stutter, and it's usually because I've had an onslaught of a few emails or an onslaught of a few things pop up on the screen that have to do with what we're talking about. So it's always a lot of fun. So Senator Joe Manchin, yeah, I know, some of you just threw up in your mouth, said Wednesday that the OPEC decision to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day shows that the U.S. needs to invest more in its own resources. That is a week after, you know, after his energy permitting reform bill stalled in the Senate. But here's the deal. I mean, really, here's really the deal here. Is we had that ability. We have that ability. When they say we need to find a way to become energy inefficient, they're not talking about firing up our nuclear power plants. They're not talking about firing up, our oil refineries, doing our own drilling, pumping our own oil. That's not what they mean. It's no different when they say we need comprehensive immigration reform. What do they really mean by that? Come on, seriously. So today's announcement from OPEC confirms why the United States must be energy independent, energy secure, so we can't be intimidated by foreign adversaries. Gee, about time he finally figured something out. We've been blessed with an abundance of domestic... No, I shouldn't say this, because right now, because of him and a few others, they're keeping the filibuster in place. All right? I mean, seriously. So let's not totally throw him to the wolves. He said, we've been blessed with an abundance of domestic energy and resources, he's talking natural gas and oil, which we can produce cleaner than anywhere else in the world. And he's right. If those eco-freaks were really, truly honest with themselves, right, allowing the Saudis or anybody else or the Russians to produce oil, to refine oil, to send it to us or for us to buy it from them, it's a joke. We do a better job at cleaning it up. We do a better job at it than they do. So apparently you don't really want to keep it clean. Do you really think the Chinese care whether they pollute or not? No, honestly. I'm not talking about the individual people, and you know that. I'm talking about the government. Anyway, he goes on to say, which we can produce cleaner than anywhere else in the world. We have the ability to ensure ourselves energy independence, which leads to security for ourselves from our allies. We did the same thing with medicine. Some of you guys who love these people that are in charge, we did the same thing with medicine. We gave it up for whatever reason, for whatever stupid reason we decided. And it's wrong. He added that the announcement should serve as further motivation by my colleagues in Congress to come to the table to pass a comprehensive bipartisan permitting reform to lessen our dependencies. Now, he can't say this because his team would come and glued on him. You know, there's no chance of him switching parties, which would really freak them out. But he wants to drill. He wants oil. He wants coal. He lives in a coal state. Manchin made a deal last month with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to vote for Democratic social spending and taxation bill. Shane Schumer bringing energy permitting reform for a Senate vote. They intended to attach a permitting reform proposal from Manchin to the continuing resolution, right? At least until after the elections. But Republicans angry at Manchin for backing the social spending and taxation bill, and progressives who don't want it, they don't want to make these fossil fuel projects easier. Look, they bit themselves. Joined forces against the bill. They had enough votes to prevent the funding bill from getting over the 60-vote filibuster threshold. Now, Manchin says he'll continue to seek ways of passing and permitting reforms. Right? Some senators believe the chamber could use the upcoming defense funding bill as a vehicle. So again, this is irritating as heck. Yeah, I want them to be able to go after our fossil fuels. I'm okay with that. They do it clean. They do it right. But here we go again. We're going to stick bills where they don't belong. We're going to stick these pieces and bills where they don't belong. And we're right back to doing what I hate. I want clean bills. I want a bill that has no pork in it whatsoever. Right? I know. This is Disneyland world. I get it. But if a bill is the rebuild Miami, from the hurricane bill, then I don't want to be paying for bridges in Washington State. I just don't. Because then we're right back. I get a lot of you who were in line with, on board with President Trump, you know, doing all those executive orders. How do you fight that now? How do you say, no, that ain't right? Need to stop doing it. That ain't right. You can't. Right? The permitting reform bill isn't the only major energy issue the Manchin has taken up in recent months. And he's often been willing to criticize President Biden when other Democrats aren't. He doesn't care. He's got money. He's older. Did I say he's got money? Another one. I know. Anyway. He said, we can't take this seriously enough. Right? In a hearing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, I'm sorry. He says, so to deny our, or put up barriers in natural gas projects and the benefits they provide while Putin is actively and effectively using energy as an economic and political, look, we can see it happening in our own time. We're watching what Putin is doing, holding the other countries hostage because they were so dependent on Russia. And President Trump telling them that's what, exactly the position they were putting themselves in, they don't want to hear it. Right? They don't want to hear it. And where are they at today? They're exactly in the position he said they would be in. Look, the guy's not a god, I get it. He's not all-knowing, all-seeing. But some of the stuff that he's called out and talked about is pretty simple common sense. Just like us. I want you guys to figure something out. If we get in a war with China, I don't care what kind of Cold War, whatever, they make 80% of our pharmaceuticals. How fast can we ramp up? How many are you going to die first before you get the drugs you need? Really, think about it. Yeah, kind of scary, ain't it? So I'm seeing your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A 17-year-old suspected of killing two teenagers in North Carolina was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of first-degree murder more than 2 weeks after the victims were found shot dead. The teenager had been on the lam since ATV riders found the bodies of 14-year-old Lyric Woods and 18-year-old Devin Clark near Gravel Road beneath a power line easement in Orange County on September the 18th. Panthers quarterback Baker Mayfield isn't fazed by the boos he heard Sunday from the hometown crowd at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, where Carolina fell to Arizona 26-16. When speaking to reporters after the game, the 27-year-old quarterback said he and his team will be just fine after the Panthers were mercilessly booed in the fourth quarter when they failed to pick up a first down on a drive. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yeah, you press her. I know. You guys are sick of hearing it, but man, really seriously. Joe Vecina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Truly, be part of the solution. It's the best way to do it. You know, once you get informed, it's much easier to move around. You know, help people understand what you want. Understand. I mean, you can actually explain to them. Truly explain to them, right, what it's all about, what that particular issue is about, what that particular situation is all about. I don't even know how to say it. I mean, really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, my God, sweet Jesus. Be part of the conversation. That's the best way to do this. All right. We're talking about Manchin. I'm going to jump off of that in a minute because, I mean, the guy's got a point. Whether you like him or not, got a point. All right? I mean, seriously, he's trying to say we need to go back to fossil fuels. We need to start looking at fossil fuels because we cannot be beholden to any one of those other countries. You've already seen what Russia is doing to Europe. They can do this, you know, other places like China can do the same thing to us. They create much of our product in China. And, you know, the bad part about that is you're always screaming, yeah, y'all screaming. Many of you start screaming about how, oh, yeah, we can't let stuff be done in China. Look at how they treat their people. Look at the child labor that they have, that kind of thing. Well, okay, but when you buy your iPhone, you're good with that, right? When you buy your iPad, I mean, a lot of product that you buy that is made in China and not South Korea. I think Android phones, aren't they made? They're made in Korea. I mean, South Korea. Right? Apparently, they treat their people differently there from what I've read. Not been there. I don't know. Never been up close or personal. But I mean, seriously. But we're good. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we don't make sense. Or we're not willing, as I said earlier, we're not willing to suffer for it. Why do you think that is? Because we want cheap stuff cheap? We want good stuff cheap. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm not, you know, so don't always kick these guys in the teeth. You know, guys like Manchin, sometimes he's on our side. Out of New Mexico, I don't know if you heard this, a Democrat candidate running in a toss-up race who called to end oil and gas immediately, right, said, you know, shut it all down. He might have a little different of a mindset right now. So that Democrat candidate for Congress from New Mexico, he's looking to walk back his recently unearthed comments that he made indicating that he supported ending oil and gas immediately. Gabe Vasquez, a former city council member in Las Cruces, New Mexico. In 2018, he agreed with environmentalists who sought to get rid of oil and gas extraction and immediately stopped like that day. Another AOC, right? Shut it all down, stop it now before we die. Well, listen, lady, you will die. You won't be able to get around. You won't be able to get food. You won't be able to get anything delivered to you. Who do you think is going to plow the fields? Oh, you want all those illegals to come up? You want to give them all jobs? Is that what kind of where you're at? Is that what you're thinking? You think it's going to supply jobs for them or anybody else for that matter? No. I mean, this woman's got a degree in she's got an economic degree. Are we for real? It tells you where our colleges is at, doesn't it? Okay, as the November midterm elections approach, Vasquez recently called the oil and gas industry incredibly important to this district. Not just for the extraction companies themselves. See, I would put up a screen behind him with his comments coming across as he's talking. His old comments. Vasquez is running against an incumbent Republican Representative Yvette Harrell in the 2nd Congressional District that comes most of the southern half of New Mexico. Now, Nuestra Trier Conversation podcast, several years ago, he said that he agreed with the environmental groups and we should shut it all down. Let's get rid of it immediately, now. He also criticized some in the environmental movement who ignored local communities' reliance on oil and gas industries for survival. In the very statement reference, he said, I make absolutely clear that my top priority is protecting the livelihoods of New Mexicans and that I will not support any transition to sustainable energy that leaves working people who rely on the oil and gas industry behind. Right. That's why you said immediately. Right. At the time, he was all on board. Shut it down immediately, if not sooner. We can continue to produce oil and gas responsibly, protect the health of our workers and our environment, and add even more jobs in the Southeast, expanding our renewable energy production. The podcast is no longer available. Gone. Gee, I wonder why that is. Right? You really should be able to find this. We should be able to go after this stuff and pull it aside. Vasquez does not appear to indicate, you know, somebody found a portion of it. He does not appear to indicate that the oil and gas should continue to be produced responsibly, but he indicates that fossil fuel extraction should be ended in a way that supports local economies, according to them. So, again, but he says in the video, point blank, a lot of folks in the environmental community will say, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately. Let's put the infrastructure to get clean energy. I agree with that. This is back in 2018. Doesn't say anything about being careful not to hurt the local economy. He says right in the audio, I agree with that because as a planet, we need to move in that direction now. How can you say you didn't say it when we had that this happens all the time? The best one I love was Barney Frank. Barney Frank up against Bill O'Reilly. I don't know if you guys remember this. I'll see if I can find it during the break. I'll see if I can find it. Barney Frank is arguing with Bill O'Reilly about something that Barney said in a video. Barney swears he didn't say it. O'Reilly says, huh, got the video. Let me play it for you. He has his team play it. And what does Frank say? He doesn't say, well, they took me out of context. He doesn't say that's not what I meant or I misspoke. No, what he says is, point blank, I didn't say that. Riley gets really mad. He's like, hey, I just played it for you. This is you saying that. He says, yep, I didn't say that. I mean, the beginning of the time of the days where they figured whatever they said was real and true. Think about it. They figured as long as they said it, as long as there's a thought between their ears, it had to be true. And even if they didn't know it was, even if they knew it wasn't true, it was true because they said it. Beth says, went on to say that the shift away from fossil fuels would need the heavy infrastructure buildup in the renewable energy resources. Yeah, we've already seen it doesn't work. We're not ready. It doesn't work. We don't have the storage capabilities. It's just amazing, right? Later in the podcast, Vasca, see, they can't get away from this stuff. It's in their face. You can't run for it when it's right there. The New Mexico Oil and Gas Association says the industry supported in 2021 well over 150,000 jobs. You shut that industry. Oh, don't tell me they're going to go over to the green side. Really? It's going to be that easy for them, you think? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, right? So you're not part of the problem. No, in all sincerity, if you get informed and you get engaged, then you know how to fight back people like this. And you should be able to fight back people like this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Just get engaged. Make sure you really have a clue as to what's going on. All right, got some fun stuff will come up after the break. Not going to do it now. Believe me, really, in all sincerity, there's some good stuff out there that is pretty funny. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back. So, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-CHO. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly. And no, sincerely. Be part of the conversation. It's the only way we all win. We all win when you guys engage. We all, as long as you have the right information, we all win when you guys engage. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of this. So, I told you I'd look for the Barney Frank clip with Bill O'Reilly, and I found it. And this is the sickness where you can catch them red-handed, you can play the video for them, you can show them what they said, and they still won't admit to it. Now, take a listen. I know these guys love to fight with each other and that kind of stuff, but you know what? So be it. Deal with it.
Paulson to put in the stimulus bill. So the earliest chance I got to put tough regulation to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we did it.
All right, that's swell, but you still went out in July and said everything was great, and off that, a lot of people bought stock and lost everything they had.
Oh, no.
And yes. Yes.
I said it wasn't a good investment.
Please don't give me any of that. We just heard the words. What are you? You didn't say that? Do you want me to play it again for you?
You didn't listen to it.
No, I listened to everything. Every word you said, and I have the transcript right here.
I said it wasn't a good investment.
Yeah, and you said going forward, we're going to be swell. For a look, from August 07th to August 08th.
Stop.
look, stop the BS here. Stop the crap. From August 07 to August 08,
you know,
under your tutelage, this industry declined 90%. 90%. None of this was your fault. Oh, no. People lost millions of dollars. It wasn't your fault. Come on, you coward. Say the truth. You're a coward. You blame everybody else. You're a coward.
Here's the problem with going on your show. You start ranting.
But this is what I mean. See what I'm talking about. All right, yeah. Bill is ranting. Bill is yelling. Okay, whatever. Okay, because he's had it. I feel like that sometimes, too. You know, the other commentators, they let these people lie to them. Now, here he has it on tape. He just played it. I didn't play that part of it. It was too long. Where Franks does say that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, it's a good investment because it's going to straighten itself out. They're going to be fine here. And they knew it. Remember, this was, some of you may remember, some of you might not. This was at a time when you could get a loan from, you know, Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, that you could get a loan pretty much with no paperwork. Okay, it was a, what do they call, you know, a no paper loan or a no verification loan. I mean, that's craziness, is it not? Seriously, 855 Real Joe, 855-732, you know, 5563. And this is why some of us say it's a sickness. It has to be.
Hey, did you know that PG&E and SEE...
I didn't ask you for any help, right? So, again, I say to you, it's one of those things where you consistently have to be on it. You consistently have to pay attention. So that you're not considered one of those nut jobs, if you would. And I don't want you there. I don't want you looking like that or talking like that. That's why I say, you get informed. It's the best way to do it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Yeah, well, I may do some of these crazy things that people believe. I was surprised to find out, you know, some of these myself. I didn't think there was anybody left who actually believed this stuff. But all right, I can't handle it. I gotta throw some of this stuff out. Right? You have, Meghan Markle. Ready for this one? Did you guys know that there was a conspiracy going around or a thought going around that Meghan Markle is a robot? I'm not joking, I'm serious. People started speculating Meghan Markle is a robot after seemingly emotionless Meghan and Prince Harry appeared to the audience of Britain's Got Talent. Right? It turns out that they were told to be emotionless, but... But many people speculated still that she was a robot. All right, another crazy speculation. Let's see. Amelia Earhart. You know why we can't find her? Because she was eaten by crabs. Some people have way too much time on their hands, you know? I mean, somebody sent me this. I actually thought it was kind of funny. They crafted this elaborate explanation I'm not going to go into. For what happened to Amelia Earhart when the most likely she just ran out of gas and crashed into the ocean. Now, some people are convinced that she accidentally landed on the wrong island and was eaten by coconut crabs. There you go. You know, that's why I say sometimes you got to be careful what you put out there. Yep. There's also a notion going on out there still today. The Earth has been sucked into a black hole. Can we believe in science, please? Right? Some people have said, think about this. The Earth was sucked into a black hole in 2012. Now, remember, the Amazons believed that we were going to perish in 2012. And we just don't know that we're dead yet. Right? And still a large group of people who still believe that the Earth is hollow. In 2014, scientists released information that said the Earth's core might not be what they thought. Led to plenty of speculation by conspiracy theorists that the Earth is actually hollow inside. Another theory suggests that there is a tiny Earth hidden inside the big Earth. Come on, can we have fun with this? I mean, this is just craziness. Well, here's one that might not be too bad. King Charles is a vampire. Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm not making these up. So this is funny, right? But it comes out of a series of coincidences that we don't even know. Apparently, Prince Charles, or King Charles now, he's a distant relative of Vlad the Impaler, which is what the book Dracula is based on, right? Or, I mean, loosely based on, obviously. Now, that's enough to start a rumor, right? And you just keep going. He's also sensitive to sunlight. He has a disease, which makes him sensitive. So everybody started, you know, getting that going. I do. It's like, do you guys have any time, and maybe too much time on your hands? Seriously. And this stuff, they publish this stuff. They play with this. And they put it out everywhere. And some people, you know, I was amazed at this one. No, you read the report, you read the surveys that they do. And this is why Hollywood is so influential. Right? We're all living in the Matrix. The Matrix movie is real. And the reason the Matrix movie was made and such a big hit is because, you know, it just shows that it's really not real. It's just a movie. It's fake. But we're actually living in the Matrix. God bless. I love this stuff. The Titanic didn't actually sink. Come on, a little more fun here. We even can't figure out why this matters to people. I mean, I don't even understand why this is something. They claim the Titanic did not crash into an iceberg. It was the Olympic, which was owned by the same company, regardless of which. Right? It was a huge story. And, you know, really, if you think about it, who cares what the name was? Some people believe that the moon doesn't even exist. They just think it's a projection that's placed there to fool us again for what we... I mean, these people vote. Come on, let that sink in for a second. These people vote. All right, I'll get to the reality here. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously. And you've all heard this a million times over, right? That President Biden was caught on a hot mic, you know, basically saying no one blanks with a Biden. Now, that's believable based on how he speaks, how he talks, and what he does. He went to Florida to survey the damage. And he was joking with a local official on a hot mic. And now, okay, do we have to pound on him for everything he says? Well, under normal circumstances, it probably wouldn't have been a big deal. No, really, even if he went down there and we didn't like him and he said it, really wouldn't have been a big deal. But the reality is this. He has done this before. He has actually joked about his power and backing somebody into a corner. President First Lady Jill, when they visited Fisherman's Wharf in Fort Myers, the homes and businesses were flattened. They're just totally flattened. He said, we have one job and only one job, and that is to make sure that people in Florida get everything they need to fully and thoroughly recover. And he's standing next to DeSantis. I'm sure DeSantis was having, like, you know, a cooties attack. Anyway, the president, do we really want to beat this up? They're down there. Hopefully they'll get the money they need. Hopefully they get the help that they need. Our prayers and hearts should go out to those people. And listen, don't get screwed. If you're going to give money to anything, like a Samaritan's Purse, the Red Cross, that kind of thing. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't be stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.